The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
That American Christianity is not dead. I think it's about to be revitalized in the name of Jesus through this community.
Coming up, Samuel Rodriguez shares his passion to see unity in the church.
It's not even about a black church or a white church or a brown church. It's about the church of Jesus Christ. It's about the church. I believe we need to build a multi-ethnic kingdom culture firewall of righteousness and justice.
Real solutions for immigration, next.
I am so excited. Welcome, all of you, and welcome to Life Today. James Robinson and Betty welcoming Sammy Rodriguez back. I want to tell you something. Now, I don't know how much anointing just comes on Hispanics. It looks to me like, I really think white people got left out. I think black people, Hispanic people, I think they got some kind of double portion anointing. I really do. They got greater expressions than we do. We may be the more needy people on the planet. And I want to tell you something. Sammy Rodriguez, not only is he really in so many ways an overseer of 34,000 Hispanic congregations to inspire them, but he is a tremendous source of inspiration to me, to Betty, to everyone that knows him. I'm thrilled he's here. Now, we're going to talk about issues that concern you. And yes, we're not going to avoid immigration. It's a big problem. Big problem. We got a mighty big God who's got the right answers to real big problems if we'd lean on him and not our own understanding, and certainly not lean on Congress or politicians to solve the dilemma. Would you welcome Sammy Rodriguez back to Life Today? Sammy, good to see you. If you didn't hear Sammy earlier in the week, go online, lifetoday.org, just scroll back and get the earlier program where you see him and just listen to him, because it's good. It's a word from God to the wise and those who want to hear. And you can hear it, and you will know this is wisdom. Sammy, I'm thrilled you're here. We were talking about immigration. It's a big problem. We were talking about the Hispanic people, 50 million of them.
50 million.
And you said to me, you and I have had prayer meetings here. We've right. met with other leaders. I mean, we had the author of the Bonhoeffer, the author of Amazing Grace, the Wilberforce story, the Great Awakening that moved Wilberforce, that ultimately led to the abolition of slavery and to the birth of the United States of America, the second Great Awakening, which had such a profound impact. We need another Great Awakening. Now, you sat here, Eric Metaxas, who wrote Bonhoeffer, sat over there and said, I think we may be about to experience a Bonhoeffer moment. And he was excited, and he said, but this could precede the crisis that took Germany down and ushered in World War II and the horrific things that happened as a result of fascism. Now, he said we could have it. So we have been here where people are really praying. And then you and I have been a part of other prayer meetings for the nation, for us to receive the great awakening, the manifest presence of God. You and I had a wonderful conversation where you said some things that I thought were really important. You talked about the 50 million Hispanic people. And you said that you believed, and you emphasized this earlier in the week when we talked earlier, that the Hispanic people, for reasons that many people might not understand, could help usher in, bring about, initiate in some way the next great awakening for several reasons.
Right.
Related to things they believe. Go over some of those.
50 million Hispanics. When Spain colonized Latin America, they had this rule out of Queen Isabella's charter from 1492. The very first building you must build must be the church. The town must be built around the church. The church must always be, according to Isabella's worldview, the church must always be the most influential institution in the community. So the church was built first. Before the fort, the church was built first. You go to Latin America today, from Mexico down to Argentina, you ask for el pueblo, which is the town. They'll tell you, find the church. The town will be around the church. I believe that the community here in America can once again help make the gospel of Jesus Christ, the church, the most influential institution in America. I believe that. I believe that may very well be our purpose here, meaning the gospel of truth. And I don't mean an institution forged by man, but the church that Jesus referenced. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, against that truth. I believe the church of Jesus Christ, biblical truth, veritas, biblical orthodoxy, will reemerge. We're going to bring it back. Right now it's in the periphery. We're going to bring it back to the center. It is the most pro-life community in America. The Hispanic community. It is the most pro-life, according to Pew Research, the most pro-life community in America. We are the most, quote-unquote, Christian community in America. Christian community in America. The most Christian, the most pro-life, the most pro-family. I mean, we have all these things, every checkbox, mark. So when we talk about deporting, we're deporting Christianity in America in the 21st century. Now, why has God permitted these Hispanics to arrive in America in the 21st century? I think there's a prophetic purpose, and that is to redeem Christianity, or we will end up even worse than postmodern Europe. I do believe, by the way, that because we seem to have this issue with remote controls and we have big families and we reproduce, I do believe that American Christianity is not dead. I think it's about to be revitalized in the name of Jesus through this community.
Yeah, and I wanted to point out when you were talking about the church being the center, the sad thing is a lot of times a church becomes a building and it becomes religion, and you actually lose the impact of Christ's church and the kingdom of God impacting the community. And all you have is a building. But the Hispanic people, they don't just think of the building. Down in their heart, they still go back to believing God, Christ, the importance of church, being a family. They really in their mind still don't see it as an institution. It's as though they're still waiting. Where is this manifestation of the Father's glory and the Christ of the church?
And I alluded to it in the research that's done regarding the number of those that have an affinity to seeing God's glory once again.
Absolutely.
There are different spirits upon the face of our land. Now, forget about Hogwarts and Harry Potter. There really are spirits upon the face of the land. However you want to apply it, the spirit of Pharaoh is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. He's taking people and communities hostage, holding them hostage of addiction with so many ideas and concepts that are skewed from biblical truth. The spirit of Goliath is still harassing even the children of God. The spirit of Jezebel is still prompting men and women of God to hide in caves via sexual perversion and manipulation. The spirit of Herod is still killing in the womb and out of the womb. Mm-hmm. But I still believe that in the 21st century, there's still a greater spirit. The greatest spirit upon the face of America and the world is not the spirit of Pharaoh. It's not the spirit of Jezebel. It's not the spirit of Absalom. It's not the spirit of Herod. The greatest, most powerful spirit is still the Holy Spirit of Almighty God.
I believe that.
The Spirit of God is still moving.
And the Spirit
God
of God
is still moving.
The Spirit of God brings people together.
Yes.
He lifts us above the foolish barriers that we have built. I'm watching this great coming together in the presence of God. The Spirit of God is a spirit of unity. It brings the love and the joy and the peace and the harmony of heart. It becomes an answer to the prayer of Jesus that we be one with the Father and perfected in unity with one another. You and I have no problem knowing we're brothers. We are family, my friend.
Absolutely.
We don't really care where you came from. We don't care where you were born. We don't care what your religion was. We know your relationship. We're family.
That's right.
And this is what God wants to do. This is the way we're going to see awakening in America.
Amen. James, Betty, it's not even about a black church or a white church or a brown church. It's about the church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's about the church. I believe we need to build a multi-ethnic kingdom culture firewall
Absolutely.
Of righteousness and justice. Mm-hmm. If we are to defend, if we are to stand up for biblical truth, if we are to lift up the word of God again, if we are to stand up for the values that we hold near and dear that have made this nation great, it's going to take everyone coming together. White evangelicals can't do it by themselves.
No.
It's going to take white, black, brown coming together under the powerful canopy of Jesus Christ, committed to righteousness and justice. I believe we will build that firewall in the 21st century, but it will take a spirit of reconciliation, bringing us all together. But I do believe it will come to pass. God gave me a word. It's going to take this generation. We must rise up in our generation. In Mark chapter 5, we know that Jesus was on his way to heal a little girl who was 12 years old, but she was dying. This woman interrupts the path who was sick for 12 years with an issue of blood. It's not coincidental. Her generation, that woman's generation, needed to have touched God before God touched the next generation. Our generation must stand up and touch God so God can touch the next generation. We must be healed from our issues in order for God to reach out and touch the next generation. Mm-hmm. Many have written the obituary of American Christianity, and they have stated that the next generation will never serve God. It is the most unchurched generation in American history. And we cry out, Lord, when will you touch that generation? And God cries out through his word, when your generation stands up and touches me. We have to break through the crowd. We have to break through.
We're not to leave it up to someone else. God has something for us to do.
He has a charge for us. Yes, because Jesus didn't touch her. She touched him. We have to break through moral relativism. We have to break through cultural decadence. We have to break through spiritual apathy. We have to break through ecclesiastical lukewarmness. Number one problem in America is not the decadent culture. It is a lukewarm church. Mm-hmm. We have to stand up, break through our own inferiority, our own sin, our own trespasses and transgressions, our own myopia, our own limitations. We have to break through our own fear, our own limitations. Touch him, and he will touch the next generation. It's up to our generation now. That's the prophetic call for our people.
Do you appreciate what Sammy's saying, what God's saying to you? Do you understand that you're hearing? Do you understand? You are hearing from God. Yes. Sammy, I've been preaching for 50 years. I've never been more excited about what I believe God's going to do. I have never felt more deeply in my spirit the absolute necessity of the church, and I've written this and I've said it over and over, first falling on our face before God, then standing on our feet for God, to become the city, the shining city on a hill that cannot and will not be hidden. Jesus said, you are salt and light in the Sermon on the Mount. Salt preserves the precious, adds flavor to every aspect of life, impacts the culture. Jesus said, if the salt loses its effect to preserve the precious, to impact everything and add to it, it's good for what? Nothing but to be trampled under the feet of men. Everything sacred is being trampled under the feet of men. The subheading in the book, Indivisible, and we have spent years praying, and to think that an evangelical Protestant would write with a Catholic philosopher. And I'm going to tell you, I have been treated by the Catholics with the grace and honor that you could only wish, and with the evangelical Protestants. And Jay, as a Catholic, has been treated that way. You know why? Because people are saying we want to receive the truth that sets us free.
That's right.
All of us need it. We got to get the walls down that we have built for whatever reason and get back on rock solid truth. The subheading of this book is Restoring Faith, Family, and Freedom Before It's Too Late. It's not too late, later than most people think, but it's not too late to correct our nation's course, our personal course, our family's course. We can correct it. Here's the deal. When the salt loses its effect, the precious is trampled. Faith, family, and freedom is being trampled under the feet of men. Everything sacred in America right now is being trampled by God denying, God cursing, God forsaking individuals who are saying he doesn't matter, never mattered, had nothing to do with the country. It's an absolute total mockery. Listen, as Christians, Sammy, we don't have to give the enemy and the father of lies one inch of our life or our land. We don't have to give it to them. You sit here and say, well, it's the last days, and you don't stand. You are responsible for being the salt that lost its effect and contributed to everything sacred being trampled. Jesus says you're a light. Many people hide the light under a religious covering. A lot of Catholics hide it under the covering of Catholicism. A lot of Protestants, a lot of evangelicals. Get the covering off. Get the light on a hill,
yes,
and let's stand together. And I agree with you. God's going to use the Hispanic community. He's going to use everybody who will come back and acknowledge him as God to reveal his manifest glory and power. And what does he say he'll do? He says he will heal our land. Do you agree our land needs healing? He's the only one that can heal the land. I believe he's going to do it.
We are about to see the values of Plymouth Rock and Jamestown reconciled once again. faith and entrepreneurship and freedom. What makes America is exceptional. Yeah. People hate to hear that. There is such thing as American exceptionalism. This idea that we have God-given rights. These rights come not from man or a bureaucracy, a judiciary. It comes from Almighty God. And if God gives it, only God can take it away. I do believe through a multi-ethnic kingdom culture, multi-generational movement, we're about to see the glory of Christ upon America once again.
I agree. You agree? Thank you, God. I believe we're going to see it. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for you to heal our land. God, I ask you to help us become the answer to the prayer of your Son, Jesus, that we become one with you, the Father, and perfected in supernatural unity with one another, that we may see faith, family, and freedom restored in our nation, that we may be blessed in order to bless others.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We pray amiss if we focus only on ourselves, what we can receive. When you understand that we receive from God, you're going to see that you are receiving that which is to be released freely. Freely we receive, freely we release. Out of our innermost being flow rivers of living water. The Bible describes what the fruit and fullness of that flow is. Love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and meekness and self-control. When our appetites are out of control, our passions build our fetters and our bondage. And you can't build enough prisons to hold people who are not under the control of the Spirit of the living God.
That's right.
As Chuck Colson said, the more cops on the inside, the fewer cops needed on the outside. Mm-hmm. We need the controlling power of God. We must return to God. I do encourage you to ask God to lift you above those barriers, to walk in love, to release that love toward others. Thank you, Sammy Rodriguez. God bless you for your faithfulness.
Love you. Thank you.
I pray that God will give us the wisdom and the counsel to address every challenge we face. We are co-creators with God, created and made in His image. There's not a single challenge, problem we have that with God's grace and God's wisdom and divine guidance, we can't solve if we'll trust Him. Amen. Betty, we take joy because of our viewers meeting needs that only love can meet.
That's right.
My heart's tender. I don't apologize for that. Betty and I see a need and we want it met. If we can't meet it, we want to inspire others to meet it, to do what they can. I want to show you something right now that we together can do for the glory of God and to release the river of love to an indescribable need and pain. Watch this.
The traffickers are around here and goes through this kind of precious girls, you know, houses, and they are being trafficked every day for a little amount, and they are tricked out of the village and sold into the brothels overnight.
These are three sisters, and they are an example of what happens up here in these mountain regions. Their mother had passed away. They were alone. An uncle took them in. So a trafficker came through, offered some money, posing as a businessman, to take these little girls into India and to give them a job as maids over there. And the uncle needed this money, and so he was just about to sell these little girls. And right in time, there was a volunteer from the prevention program that approached the uncle, and they came to watch this movie.
We go around the schools here, we take our movie there also, and many children that are at risk come to our prevention movie and see it and be aware of what's going on. And kids like these have been prevented through the movie. The movie is about the girl at the age of 13 years old, how she gets tricked by the trafficker, promised a better future, and takes her across the border and sells in a few hundred dollars to the brothel, and the guy walks away.
This has helped to save these little girls, but now we've taken these beautiful, precious little girls in, but we have no space to keep them. And we're in tremendous need of being able to provide a life center so that we can help these little girls to thrive and to be safe.
Boy, you're just seeing clear images there of just evil personified, that you would take those beautiful little girls, precious little innocent ones, and use them to gratify the most selfish, despicable appetites imposed on vulnerable children. And then to see the wisdom of the mission workers and Giselle and the others, that they would show the children how vulnerable they are with this film, to just show what's actually happened and what can happen, and then to realize that we can give them a future and a hope. That's why we're calling it Rescue Life, and give them hope and a future. And listen, I know, Betty, there's not a viewer watching during this last week of Rescue Life, where we're asking you to help us rescue as many children as we can in many different areas. You know, we work in Thailand, we work in Cambodia, we work in some areas where we don't say the name where we're working because we jeopardize the mission workers. But we're also asking you to help us there in India, but with the Life Center in Nepal, and we can build that because the children are taken out of the poverty there and then taken into India and used as sex slaves. So what we're asking you to do, and Betty, I'm believing everyone watching is going to help today. Here's what I want you to understand. $128 will rescue someone from the trafficking, and it's going to be doubled because someone with a broken heart and compassion and the ability says, I'll match your gift. And then we're asking you to help build this center, the Life Center there in Nepal. It's so important we do this. I mean, they need a place. They need a home. They need a Life Center. And not only the ones that stay there, but so many that will come through there. So many that will be exposed, for instance, to the message of the film. We're asking you right now, please. I don't really think that I need to plead with you to do it. I think your heart leaps at the opportunity, knowing that whatever you do will be doubled. Would you go to the phone right now? Would you take your bank card, use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. But real important, you call us and tell us what's coming, so we can. I would love to be able to report to the mission workers there. Look, add another wing. We got that kind of response, and yes, we'll do that. We get money to drill more wells, we'll drill more than the goal. But you're the ones that determine that. So each child you can help us rescue, each gift you make, we're asking for $1,000 gifts or more to help build that Life Center, and for as many $128 gifts as we can get. And Betty, I'm believing everyone's going to help.
Thank you, James. I noticed as we were watching, I heard a little giggle from one of the girls. And I thought, how sweet, how precious. That's what it's supposed to be like. Joy, safety, and security. That's what we need the Life Center for, a place where they can lay their heads and not be afraid at night or in the morning when they wake up that someone is going to take them away. Please help us do this.
One of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is joy. And Paul said, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And Jesus said, of such is the kingdom of heaven, little children. Would you enable them to be little children, and like Betty said, to smile, Father, I pray everyone watching would go to the phone or go online and say, here's my gift to rescue a precious life. We've got gifts to bless you, to say thank you for giving life, rescuing lives.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Betty and I just want to say during this last week of Rescue Life that it's so important we hear from you. I pray, and by the way, if you happen to call and get a busy, you need somebody to pray with you, you call, you get through. Love pays for the call. But call to get through to love someone today and help us rescue a life. Or go online, lifetoday.org, and help. I'm anxious to send you the book, Indivisible. Here's what I pray. You read it, you begin to focus your prayers, and then you encourage your friends to get a copy. Pastors, priests, leaders, business leaders. It'd be wonderful if every business owner would get the employees to read it. I'm telling you, this is the most important message that I've ever delivered in my 50-year ministry. And it's where you can read it, see it, focus, and pray. And we're going to see miracles. I want to say thanks again to Sammy Rodriguez. Sammy, I can't tell you how much I love you.
Love you.
You and I are really one in the spirit for the glory and purpose of God. I love you, my brother.
You.
Say thanks to Sammy. God bless you. Thank you so much. For all of you for watching Life Today. For you who help us share life today, not only in the program, but in so many ways around the world. Let's put God's loving arms around a hurting world.
To know today that Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call you sister.
Having honor restored in your family tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.